Welcome to the Savvy Investor. I am sitting here with Jason Aldean, probably the number one country music star around today, certainly a three-time entertainer of the year, and all that's well and good, but I want to know how the heck somebody convinced you to get into the restaurant business.
Well, I don't know. I really didn't know anything about it when we first decided to get involved in it, and you know, had the opportunity to go in on this bar that I have in downtown Nashville. And I thought that was really cool. And then with a couple friends of mine, Luke Bryan being one of them, another friend of mine, Adam LaRoche, who's a former baseball player, wanted to open up a kind of like a five-star steakhouse, which I knew nothing about at the time. It was just like, man, this will be fun to do with my buddies.
I saw it on Yelp once, right?
Five-star. Yeah. So I'm like, this will be fun to do with my buddies and just kind of give us a place to hang out and you know, take our friends and wives and all those things for dinner. And that was kind of how it started. But then once we got involved, we're like, all right, if we're going to do this, let's make it like nothing else that's in Nashville. And so that kind of became the process. And now I've learned, you know, probably not as much as I should about the restaurant business, but a lot more than I actually knew going into it. So it's been, you know, entertaining and just, you know, a little bit of a process figuring it all out. But it's been fun.
So on the menu, right? Because growing up, mom and dad, you know, the family cooking for you, right?
Mom was a great, or still is a great Southern cook. So, you know, I grew up on everything fried and, you know, the meat and three. I'm a meat and three kind of guy. So,
right. Yeah. Three starches.
Yeah, usually.
So were you able to incorporate anything from mom's repertoire on the menus?
Yeah. So at the bar that we have downtown on Broadway, that one, you know, is really kind of focused on, you know, the Southern food style. Some of my mom's recipes are on the menu, peach cobbler recipes on there, you know, some of those kind of things. So it was really cool for her, you know, being able to kind of be involved in that a little bit. And my grandmother was the one that taught her how to cook. And so it was kind of just passing it down a little bit. So it was a cool way to sort of honor her and have her be a part of it.
So now you have kids.
Yes.
And one of the things that, you know, over the years, as I've been able to interview more and more people like yourself, how do we keep our kids grounded, right? Because, you know, most kids don't grow up with all this around them that, you know, my dad is this famous person.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing to keep the kids grounded?
You know, I think it's tough. You know, it's something that I kind of think about a lot and my wife and I talk about. And, you know, I think it's really just trying to explain it to them that, you know, this is not normal, you know. And I think, you know, when they have friends and they go to their friends' houses and things like that, and they see that, you know, it's a little more modest and, you know, those kind of things. And I want that for them, you know. And, you know, I want them to know what it's like to, not that they ever will know what it's like not to be them, but you know, to kind of know what normal feels like a little bit. Because as much as I wanted this, you know, they were kind of born into it. And so I think for us, it's just really trying to, you know, instill that thing of like, hey, be grateful for what you have. We're lucky to have the things we have. This is not a given. It can go away at any moment. You know, that's something that I think we've always kind of preached to them.
Right. So as we're wrapping up here, just last words of wisdom for that kid that's coming up that wants to be you. Mm. Where are the pitfalls? What was the best advice you got coming into this business that you could pass on to somebody else?
You know, I think for me, it was just, one bit of advice I could say is careful what you wish for. You know, it's been great, you know, I think you got to have really thick skin in this business. You know, and it only takes that one person that really kind of sees something that believes in you. And, you know, I mean, I had tons of people, you know, tell me no and, you know, wouldn't sign me, but it only took one to say yes. And then all of a sudden everything else happens, you know, so it's really easy to get discouraged and you know, kind of sometimes just feel like you're banging your head against the wall. But, you know, it's just eventually, I'm a firm believer in things happen the way they're supposed to happen. And if it's meant to be, it's gonna happen. But you also got to go out and, you know, not sit back and wait for it to happen. You got to go, you know, do your thing to do your part and try and make it happen.
Right. Absolutely. Thank you so much for being on the Savvy Investor Radio today.